Thank you. Is that a good sign? Huh? I can be heard now. I don't know whether I can or not. If I can, you can hear me in the chat room. Give me a, oh yeah. What's up, Goofy? I see you out there. Cat girl. Can y'all hear me now? I'm telling you, it's been one of those days. They don't know what's going on, y'all. They know. Woo, Lord, how much. This is Bad Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and man. All right. And I tell you, it has been a morning. It has been a morning. I'm telling you, I've been hard on me. I don't know. We're going to have to work stuff out. So what's going on out there, y'all? How y'all been today? Hope y'all day is going just fine. It's really, really, really getting to get on my nerves. Just because things just don't work right. But anyway, Cat Girl, you like that? You like that song right there? That's Maxi Priest. Yeah, that was a song of the day a couple of days ago. Yeah, that's Maxi Priest right there. That's a nice jam, though, isn't it? Oh, man, look, I ain't even got started yet. The fellas are just blowing up the place. They're blowing up the place. So let me go on to bring them in and see what they got to talk about. I ain't even got started yet. Man, I tell you, y'all early today. Well, maybe I'm just doing it. So let's,
yeah, I'm early. Right.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Yeah.
Hey, Lo, what's going on?
What you got in the background?
Yo, y'all. Huh?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's Lo. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's like Lo. Oh, that's Lo imitating me. Oh, okay.
Sounds like Joe.
Okay. Y'all funny today.
Get this party started, man. What you talking about?
Huh? This has got to be the religious state, huh?
Why it's got to be religious thing?
Oh, I thought that's what the topic was today, something about religion.
No, the topic ain't got nothing to do with religion. The topic
cool.
Today.
All right. Good. Get away from that shit.
Yeah, the topic today is the emphasis on cool, on being cool and fly.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, Joe, you wouldn't know nothing about that, you know.
Yeah, because I don't wear grill in my teeth.
Hell, I don't either, you racist son of a bitch.
So what?
Y'all getting started already, I see, huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we getting started. Shit, man. I tell you what, though. Goodness. When I was a younger man, I was going to get gold teeth. And my mama told me I couldn't, but I was an adult, and she still told me I couldn't. I'm glad she did.
Yeah, because that gold teeth bullshit, that's fucked.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I mean, that doesn't make anybody look sophisticated, to tell you the truth.
No, it's actually a marker of slavery, actually.
Well, I don't know the historical background behind that, but I know when other people besides blacks were wearing gold teeth, they look like fucking Walmart rejects.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you mean, oh, yeah, you're actually right. That's like, you know, the the trailer park people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And white people hate trailer trash.
Yeah, you got that shit right.
Man. What the heck are y'all talking about already, man? See?
He's talking about,
I just can't leave you two alone nowhere.
Man.
Huh?
He's talking about gold teeth. And he said when white people wear them.
Right.
But, you know,
they look like
honesty.
Fucked up fucking hound dogs that are fucking drunk. That's what fucking gold teeth and white people look like.
In all honesty, though, you know, and I've seen white people wear 22-karat gold, 21-karat gold, and 18, whatever. As long as it's yellow gold,
uh-huh.
it doesn't look good on their skin, you know.
I don't know about that. I'm just talking about.
Well, you keep your Mr. T starter kit if you want to. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
You know,
so you're
saying, see one thing in the mirror and I see something else.
Yeah, all right. So you're saying the gold Rolex on a white person's wrist.
A gold
look good.
Rolex. A
well,
gold
you know
Rolex.
What? I don't care about the gold Rolex on anybody.
Right.
Why no
right.
white person's list. I want to talk about why we in the black community, we want to be emphasis, want to put the emphasis on being and hot, and
damn,
you know, we had to be with the latest person and all that good stuff. Why is this?
Well, damn, Mr. Talk. I mean, damn, you got 2 hours to get to that, man. When you start being in such a damn hurry?
Because it's my damn show, and I can be in a hurry when I want to. And I told
okay,
you it's been
brother,
a day.
Hey.
I ain't took my medicine either. You don't want to mess with
okay.
me today.
Okay. Hey, don't tase me, please. No, don't tase me.
Yeah, don't tase me, bro.
Tell you.
Don't tase me, bro.
Hey, that sounds like the white boy I saw on YouTube getting tased. No, bro, don't tase me,
don't
bro.
That's right. He was in college. He was. Who was he talking to? He was talking to Al Gore.
He was yep, that's true.
Well, you know,
while
y'all clowning, let me bring Goofy in. Maybe Goofy can settle y'all down a little bit.
Goofy, are
oh,
you
my
first
goodness.
Time caller?
Hey, Goofy, what's going on, man?
Hey, happy, what's today, Wednesday? Happy Wednesday to y'all.
Hey.
Yeah, happy Wednesday. Thank you, Goofy. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Yeah, you know, it's been one of those days, man. I'm telling you, I couldn't get nothing to work right for a hot minute. I don't know how I got to work. I kept messing with stuff, but it's okay. We got it working, right? Right. Okay. You know
what?
What?
One thing that would have really pissed you off today is if you would have called that 800 number to the VA and waited 45 or 50 minutes for some bastard to answer the phone. That's what pissed you off.
Really?
Hmm? What?
You say, really? That was it?
That was only 45 minutes?
Hey, I don't have patience
for that bullshit either.
You're right, Lo. I would have been heated for real. I mean, 45. Mm-hmm. I never had to wait that long for somebody to answer the phone. What was the excuse?
They don't give one.
They don't
I mean,
give
you
one.
Know, by that time, you just want to handle your business and get away from them.
That
know?
Is a yeah,
I hope they say thank you for holding.
Nothing.
Look,
I shoot somebody out who don't.
A military retiree.
That's why I don't have credit cards no more. I
look,
used to shoot those people out.
You want to get all fucked up and frustrated by the VA, besides the hospital, besides fucking waiting on the telephone, how about trying to get a job from them? Try that shit.
Oh,
well.
But your topic is actually interchangeable with white people too. You know, white people will. You know, they're notorious for going and you know, Jimmy Joe goes and buys a new pickup. Billy Bob's going to get the ZX model with everything on it, and then going
to
go file bankruptcy so he can keep it.
But look. Regardless,
yeah,
Jimmy Joe can still afford it.
Huh?
Jimmy Joe can afford it. Jimmy Joe, not riding around in a 2013. Caddy with rim chromed out with the rims, and he living in a shack with 8 babies. Come on, man.
Yeah, he is.
The bullshit.
He's riding around with a fucking GTO or a fucking Camaro.
He probably got 8 kids, but he don't live with none of them. Maybe one.
Maybe one, huh?
Maybe one. Yeah, that's that one out there on LPOP that he couldn't get rid of.
How do you think they had to have the fucking families in Tennessee in the old days?
Well, Cat Girl, he would go to the Texas Veterans, but he's in Orleans. He's in Louisiana, so he can't go to the Texas Veterans Commission.
Well, I want to say thank you guys for your service.
What?
I want to say thank you guys for your service.
Man, fuck that. Let's get on with the show and he'd bring that shit out.
You can thank those two. Me?
Yeah.
Well, y'all started it. All right.
Well, you know, Joe, I wasn't talking to you, but if you want me to talk to you, I'll say thank you for being Joe.
No, I was in the service. I just wasn't in the
service.
I just wasn't in the
service. I got something for you today. See, I don't feel like talking too much of today, so I'm going to let y'all give the house rules, okay? We're going to start with Joe. Joe, what's one of the house rules?
For me not to fucking curse out low, that's one of them. Well, isn't that one of them?
Okay, you added that one, but what's one of the other ones?
Actually, no, that is considered one. That's personally attacking somebody.
Yeah, no personal attacks
absolutely.
On people.
No personal attacks. Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, Lo, what's one of yours? What's one of the house rules you remember?
One of the house rules I remember is we like to keep an open dialogue and we like everyone's opinion, so don't speak over anybody else and give people time and a chance to talk.
Yep. That's the second one.
Mm-hmm. That I'm talking about right there, Lo. Lo hit it on the head, boy. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Go, you go, Lo.
Let me go on and give it to you.
That's
real
cool. Yeah.
All right, Goofy, it's your turn.
Yeah, put some clothes on this thing, Goofy, with the last one. This is the
shit.
Favorite.
Respect everyone's opinion.
If you cannot follow all these rules, you will be tased.
That's the sound, right?
And by tased, that means you will be put on mute and be beaten by the staff, whoever is on mute as well, in the mute room. Yeah.
Hey, that ought to be a good one. Put somebody in mute. Put them in the green room and let them listen to let them listen to Michael going hada 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 hold up hold up hold up.
Oh yeah! Woo! Golly!
Oh no!
Where he's at. He doesn't know where he's at.
Vernon followed the rules of procedure and said, I vote to have Michael not come back. And I followed up with a second. I said, I'm with Vernon. Please don't have Michael come back.
I'm sorry, man. Like I told Cuz when me and him talked after the show, you know, fans, fair, everybody got to have a chance to come on. You know, give him opportunity to come on every day. And if every day when he come on, he start that shit, press that button, and he's off. That easy. Just
that's
say,
not
hey,
enough,
we gave
Lo,
you an
you
opportunity.
Know it. That's not
well,
enough.
Hey.
Wait, Vern is the most patient guy on here. He hardly talks. So when he talked that, I was with him all the way. Because, Mike, yeah, I mean, it's nice and fair to have somebody come on. But how many fucking times do you have to have a guy come on and then take all the time, get tased, come back, take all the time again, get tased,
well, that's
come
the thing
again.
About it.
You're getting it wrong. Getting tased. That's not a fact. You got to understand. Getting tased is
it's actuality.
Yeah, when you tase him, leave him out there. Leave him out there so he
can You know what, Michael kind of pisses me off because he was over there talking, you know, smack about good old Mr. Solutions being with the white woman, and now he's with the white woman. You
uh-oh.
Know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
He's over there on Debbie's show.
Say
oh,
it
you know what I mean?
Oh.
Oh, so that's what happens. They get mad at me and go to Debbie Daly's show.
he went over there as soon as he found out that's where that other clown was at.
Yeah, he wanted to show his contradictions for actuality.
Yeah,
he wanted to show his facts.
Like I wish this woman would pull her damn clothes up with a fat ass. Like I, oh shit.
What?
Like I said, now I'm looking at this lady going to the mailbox, man. She got her clothes half on. I'm like this wide hole here. Like I said before, man, you know, we finally got that other guy's name out of y'all's mouths, and now this dude, you know, hey, if they want to go over there to Debbie Daly, let them go, you know. I never seen or heard of a person actually get up on that old tree stump and say, hey, I'm going to the lowest bidder.
take me. I don't want to be on that Negro show anymore. And, you know, they have all that ignorant dialogue, you know, and I'm more advanced than that, you know. Motherfucker. I ain't never heard of a black man sell his own self for a quarter. Gave himself away.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I know how to act, Miss Debbie. Yes, yes, I know how to act. Mm-hmm.
Let's
I don't
talk
about over everybody Bible. Like it. Yeah, I don't talk over everybody like Mike and them. No, no.
And I only, and if I do interrupt, it's only to interject some relevant information that hasn't been introduced before.
You know, I'm going to go on record for say, I told someone at work the other day, before I came on to this show, I listened. I went into the archives. I did a lot of listening because I wanted to get a feel for everybody I was going to be dealing with. Now, this is what happened. A lot of times I would hear only one person giving all the information about everything, and everybody should go in with what they're saying. Now, if there was a contradiction to what this person said with someone else, then all of a sudden here comes a personal attack. And I said, now I see the show has evolved from that. And I can appreciate that. And I'm sure everyone else can also.
Mm.
You know, yeah. I can appreciate that.
You know,
well, no,
I think
we have more respect for each other than the others had respect for us. Because,
right.
You know, we could joke around, but, you know, that other person right away, oh, fuck you, Joe. Fuck you. You know, all crazy and shit like that. Like, you don't really have to get all dramatic on a fuck you. You can just say it nicely.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, say it nicely.
You can say it nicely.
You can say it nicely.
Y'all don't
have to
do stuff today, man.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's just, hey, man, you know, like I had said before, and I put it out, I can't be personally attacked, but so many times, hey, I ask you, what you want to see me? You know, I'm not good with that. Somebody tried that before on Facebook with this, you know, this typewriter Rambo bullshit. I'm not good with that. You know. I fuck you up. I fuck you. Fuck your mom and all. No, I'm definitely not good with all that shit. You know.
All right.
We grown. We grown. We should conduct ourselves as adults. I don't give a damn if you have 10 majors, a PhD, whatever, whatever. If you're not smart enough or intelligent enough to come down off your high horse and pull some of that corn cob out your ass and associate with the, you know, with the common folk, then you have all that education for nothing. You know.
All right.
Yeah. Joe's slumming right now.
I hear you. I'm just not responding. Okay.
There you go. Good answer. Good answer.
Look,
good answer.
Look, you know what? I know we joke. We tease Joe all the time. But I got to admit, Joe been ride or die with me. He really has.
We all fuck around
with each other, and if we get pissed off, we come back the next day. It's all good.
That's what it should be all about, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. None of this stuff should be taken personally because Mr. Tuck put it out there a few days ago himself. Only a few of us know each other personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So other than that, hey, I don't know you. You don't know me. Whatever you say, hey, screw you.
That's right. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a nice way to say fuck you, screw you.
Well, I mean, everybody, you know, like I said, I don't know if I think I said on this show, you can be hurt, irritated, aggravated, annoyed by somebody, but you can't really be harmed because they don't know you. They're not going to find you. They're not going to blow your brains out. So who gives a shit?
Right.
So you know what? When y'all say that, then y'all got to leave Michael alone then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, are you going to be fucking? No, you got too much goddamn tolerance for that guy. What is wrong with you? Jesus, you got this guy on the fucking show. He's here, holla, holla, ho, holla, holla, how do you taste? 13 million fucking times. He comes back. You let him hold on again.
Sir,
he comes
wrong,
back
sir.
Again.
That's
oh, my God, I had enough
That's
of him.
Fact.
I'm serious.
That might be one, another one of Mr. Talk's relatives that we didn't know. He took up for the lady that
now,
came.
I see, Lo.
Wait, hold on.
I'm going to have to punch New Orleans to get you for that one.
That lady. That woman's name that came on the show, her name was Jackson.
So you're wrong for that. You're wrong for that.
I'm just messing with you, man. This is all in good fun, brother. All in good fun.
I know.
Taser,
and
I'm going to
say in a minute, we're going to start singing Kumbaya.
Yeah, Taser. I'm fucking Kumbaya. Taser's ass.
I can't sing it because I don't know the words.
It's not many words my to it. Kumbaya. Yeah, anyway.
I don't know where you were yesterday, Goofy. You know, and I brought your name up. I'm going to tell you what I said about you. Yesterday we was on the show, and they started talking about, I think Joe was the one that mentioned, he had all those fucking black people that voted for Barack Obama, because he looked like, And
that was
next thing you know, he just shut up and listen, Joe. And he came back in, and after they found out he wasn't going to do shit for him, they said, oh, he's not black anyway. I said, wait a minute, man. That man is black because his father is black, regardless of what anybody else says. I said, and then I'm going to tell you what I said about you. I said, even though your boy says that he's Mexican, if his father is a white man, he is also a white man. That's where he comes from. That's his pedigree. That's your line. That's your lineage.
Oh, no, that's personally attacking me. And I take offense, and I'm never calling this show again. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right, Goofy. Nice.
All right, y'all. All right.
We're going to call your show. How about that?
Yeah.
Can I be brown skinned?
All right, y'all. I'm saying all right. Y'all know what is coming next, right?
I'm done.
10, 9.
All right, look. Hey. Man, let's get to talking about something else now. We done talked and got everybody.
Wait,
and
wait a minute.
That
was offended. Don't I get some sympathy?
Sympathy? What you want sympathy for? Sympathy? No, this ain't the sympathy place today. That is just not happening here. No.
Well, I'll talk to you later about that, Lo, because I'm really offended. But let's get on with the show.
Yeah. Let's talk about why blacks are
Y'all can meet somewhere in Blog Talk, make believe land, and handle your business.
In the neighborhood of make believe. Well, I'll meet you down the street in the neighborhood of make believe.
Hey, Goofy, you can have him on your battle royal on Monday night.
Oh, you got that on Mondays, Goof?
No. Mr. Talkie, he's putting me down because he don't like my programming.
Oh. I didn't say I like it. I ain't got no problem with your programming.
I just think
you're late enough to hear most of it.
I do. Fucking Goof doesn't talk enough. Goof has some insights that he doesn't. Most of the people that go to Goof show, they just want to fuck around and talk about fucking broads and music. Goof has insights that he should bring out on his show, but the right people don't call in.
Well, I did have a right person call in, but it just didn't go right because he was leering another direction that I've warned people never to go, and it just didn't go right. But anyways, fuck my show. Let's talk about this show.
That was Goofy said. Hey, okay, let's talk about this, man.
Cool
in Washington, D.C. want the keep asking the Redskins to change the team's name because it offends Native Americans. Are they really serious?
I can understand that.
Are we being ultra politically sensitive again? Is that what
we're doing? How about this? I can understand that. How about if there was an NBA team called the Mulattoes? Would black people like that?
I wouldn't give a damn.
You would
Mulattoes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care. I ain't being honest with you. I wouldn't care.
Well, how about the Washington Negroes?
Well, it used to be a baseball
team. I don't have a problem with Negro.
Okay. Mm. I bet you there'd be a lot of people who would.
But yeah.
Of course.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but
in a Redskin, is that an official name for an Indian person? Or a tribe?
That used to be a pejorative name.
Yeah, that's some bullshit that the settlers came up with. Those people are not Redskins, actually.
They look more Mexican than Mexicans. Shit.
Where do you think the Mexicans came from?
So I should be offended on this too, or what? What are you, Goof? You're offended at every fucking thing today.
Yeah. saying.
Well, now, Joe, you offended me by me saying I'm offended by everything now.
Oh, now I'm offended by
fuck you, Joe. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Joe. Fuck you, Lo. Fuck you, Eric.
Ooh, woo, man.
All right. Wait a minute.
I didn't say everybody. I'll talk about you, Joe. But...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not talking about the man with the mute with the taser now.
Yeah, leave him out of it.
But, yeah, but like I said, real talk, no, man. You know, I can equate things to the scripture. No, those people were not redskins. That's just a term that was put on them, just the same as the savages. That was a term that was put on them. You know, you had people that needed to demonize them to come in and get whatever they wanted from that land, even if that meant to kill all the people, you know.
Well, you know, here it is. Okay, in that case, then, teams like the Raiders, the Panthers, the Jaguars, the Buccaneers, the Chiefs, you know, they all have to change their name then. If one change, everybody, the Braves, the Indians. You see what I'm saying?
Let's see,
so if one
hold on. Well, why didn't they change it back in the days when they first came out? If it offended them so bad, how come, you know, nobody did anything about it back then?
Because there wasn't a power movement back then. I was watching. Have you ever seen the films of Muhammad Ali? I'm sure everybody here has, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you listened to the commentary when he was just changed his name from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, or even afterwards? They still called him and Joe Frazier, him and George Foreman, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that explain it or what? The mentality of what it was during that time was that still certain types of people, regardless of how much they achieved, were still considered boy. So to answer Goofy's question, there wasn't really much of a movement at the time when certain teams were named in order to change them. You know, there wasn't a political correctness movement as it had been since the 70s.
All right. Well, let me bring Vernon in. Vernon Reddy.
Oh, Brother Vernon.
Yeah. What's up, Vernon? What's going on, man?
Shalom, my brother. Shalom.
Shalom, my brother. What's happening?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Lou didn't act Jewish today.
Jewish.
I can't wait to see my cousin this summer with that damn turban on his head, man.
When it's about
106 degrees
outside.
Only time you wear that is when you preach it and teach it. And the top of your head is not covered in there. It's a mitre. It ain't a turban.
I bet you have an air conditioner on there.
Hey, now you about to get tased for this personal attack.
Oh, now he wants to tase.
No, I got to let that one ride.
I know.
That was a good one.
What's going on, man?
I don't mind getting tased. Fuck, here he go.
Michael ain't been on today.
Oh,
let Leon Spinks say where he's at. Yeah.
Well, when I called, I heard y'all kind of discussing him a little bit. I thought maybe he hadn't been on or something.
Nah, that was from yesterday.
Nah, he ain't slid in here yet.
No, he will be though.
Yeah, he'll be here. Yeah. He'll be here a hot minute. Yeah.
You think he's gonna just stay on the outside? It's because Vernon and I said get him the fuck out of here.
Oh,
this is
what
y'all talking about.
You know
he's gonna be here.
You know, even Michael, him and Mr. Solution. I give them credit. The guys, both of them, they bring some good information, but they just, you know, what nobody else says. They don't respect anybody else's opinion other than their own, man. That's the bottom line. That kind of make them hard to deal with, man.
And why do you think that is?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, would you think that's a power struggle or something?
I don't know exactly why that is.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking. You know what, though? Y'all talk about Michael, but y'all miss him when he's not here.
I don't.
You know, it's funny how you're sticking up for, you know, you're sticking up for Michael. You fucking tase him like he's a fucking puppet.
Well,
oh,
you know,
wait a minute, man.
he's actually, Michael is just like when we was growing up, and I know Vernon will remember, it was two dogs, two old fluffy-ass dogs my granddad had. And every time we walked by those dogs, I'm going to say it, we kicked the shit out of them dogs. We look forward to that. Now, you look forward to Taze and Michael just like we look forward to kicking the shit out of them dogs.
Now I got it. Now I understand why you want Michael.
That's what it is.
Like I said, he's your favorite fucking pincushion. Yeah.
Well.
Wow.
Man, you're not denying it either.
Look, let's honestly say, Mike, he does
stupid
he
shit.
Does bring some good points sometimes. But
well,
because
sometimes
he continues to talk, he talks his way out of the good point.
I've been told that.
And that's a fact.
That's a fact, y'all.
I've been told that before. That's kind of like the guy that meets the chick and having a good talk, good conversation, and you know, she might be thinking about it or considering it. He won't shut up and let her get a word. And he
talks. Oh, like, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, can we get off of Michael now?
enough
of the show to Michael.
But sir.
All right, I'm
listening, Mr. Cobb. You're not listening.
I'm pointing out your kind.
All right,
hold up, sir.
Well, yeah.
Be quiet, Eric. You be quiet, Eric.
No, sir.
That part right there, what gets me. You mean to tell me you call to this man's house and tell him to shut up and let me talk? That's what gets me. Are you crazy?
Oh, you're not understanding the facts. You're not looking at the facts, Lo. You're not looking at the facts, sir. You gotta understand.
I'm just like a boy.
Oh, my God.
I understand your opinion, Lo, but you're not looking at the facts, Lo.
No, that dude don't understand nobody's opinion. You can take that laugh back.
Nobody at all.
Oh, no. One day y'all was on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when was that?
Yeah.
He was representing Lo one day, wasn't he?
Boy, you say, man, they was.
Oh, they were thick as thieves? When was this?
We was on the same page, and he got mad at me and started going against what I was saying, even though I was agreeing with him.
That's he's famous for that shit. He fucking like you were saying, who was... He will talk himself out of a fucking argument.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Let's move on. All right. So tell me, why do we as African Americans men like to be cool and fly? Why do we put the emphasis on looking good and having the latest things? Why do we do that? Can someone tell me, please?
What the fuck voice is that?
He said he hasn't taken his medication yet.
Oh, all right.
I think it spins off the show from yesterday, man, personally.
Tell me more.
I mean, you mean to tell me that you have to have, and I'll get on the white people in a minute for theirs, but you have to have the most flamboyant car, the most flamboyant. Okay, a singer comes up with something about some $500 jeans, and so you'll go and spend the $500 to get those jeans, or you'll steal them from somebody instead of buying the knockoffs like a smart person would, just to say that you have that, or you can afford. Oh, I buy the most expensive Hennessy that they have. That's all I drink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these things kind of fall back on. You don't give a damn about yourself, because if you did, those things wouldn't mean so much to you. You wouldn't put so much emphasis on stuff.
You would make a way. You would make a way for yourself. But when the times get hard, and you have that, as my daddy liked to call it, that tuck back money that you can go back and get. But when times get hard, you can't go back and do anything but except for look at the two or three things you bought and ask where your money went.
You're right. I mean, let's really look at it. In 2010, Black spent $22.9 billion on clothes, $3.2 billion on electronics, and $11.6 billion on furniture. I mean, really? You know, there's something wrong with that. I think it is. What you think? Do you think it's something wrong with that? I do. Because, you know, if you really look at it, you can just see it going down the road every day. You know, they got the car is old as hell, but they got a $3,000 stereo in it, making the whole car rattle as it go down the road. What sense does that make?
You know what I think? I don't mean to say this, but it's throughout the whole generation that came out. They've been more girly, you know, buying clothes and jewelry and all these diamonds and all this other stuff. I mean, one of my friends, Harold, you know, I remember him, hardcore gangster, wearing the Ben Davis, you know, Dickies. Now he's all, you know, the South Pole and, you know, diamonds and, you know, necklaces and all that other crap. And I don't know. I think the men have gone kind of fem. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
feminism caused it all.
Yeah, that's a part of it. I mean, only a Black person will go and finance a 95-inch screen television and can't eat tomorrow.
You ain't never lied about that one, man. You know what some of the most favorite purchases of Black folk are? Cars and liquor. Can you imagine that? Cars and liquors. Because, you know, once you get the car, you got to have a barbecue so you can show it off to everybody, you know?
And the funny thing about that is, man, and, you know, I remember I had a 86 Maxima. And I bought that in 1995, and I had got the wire rims put on. It was real nice, big speakers and everything. I mean, it was so crazy that if I had a flat tire, I had to try to get this big speaker box out the trunk. It probably took 30 minutes an hour just to get the speaker box out, just to get my flat my spare out. And my daddy said, you know, you just put a target on yourself with the wheels, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think much about it. I didn't think much about it at all until I was riding in a town that I wasn't familiar with, and apparently the police wasn't familiar with me. And I got stopped. The next thing you know, this man asked me, "Oh, you seem like you were swerving a little bit. Do you mind if I search your car?" And so here we go with that okie doke bullshit, you know. And I'm sitting there, this son of a bitch, looking through my tennis shoes and all of this stuff I had in the trunk of my car, all because of some freaking wheels on an old ass car.
Well, like your dad said, you made yourself a target. So, I mean, there's nobody to blame but you on that one. You know, sometimes you have to get hit across the head to really figure out what's going on. In some people's cases, you got to take multiple blows, and some of them still don't learn. You know,
no, I'm going to disagree with that, because anybody and everybody should put whatever they want on a fucking car and not be disturbed by the fucking cops.
That's true. You should, Joe. But I'm going to say this.
What world are you living in, Joe?
And
you see you up there in the mountain with them goats.
Yeah, right.
I want to put a goat on my fucking car. I don't want a fucking cop stopping me.
If you put a goat on
your car, you're going to have your neighbors running after you.
Yeah, because they want that goat.
just listen for one second. It's different because, and I was speaking to a guy who said his dad was a cop for like 25 years, and his daddy told him, "I'm going to tell you right now, it's Black folks' rules and it's white folks' rules. And I am the police, and it's white folks' police and Black folks' police. The laws are different. Like it or not, they're different." So, yeah, you should be able to, but realistically speaking, you have white people now. "I know my rights. You can't do that to me." You've had Black people that just wanted to get up and go to work without being stopped, praying to not be stopped. And just the way it is. You should be able to, but it's not the way it is. This country portrays itself to be the big melting pot for everyone, but it's not that, you know. Like I said before, as long as Tyrone over there on the other side of town was getting kicked up, was getting beat up by the police, and they was robbing him because he had a couple of dollars on him or whatever, and as long as they kept that stuff on the other side of those tracks, the people over there on this side, they didn't give a damn about it. But now that you're starting to see the police beat up white people on YouTube and kill white people, now there's an outrage. Now.
Oh, yeah. So there's so much outrage, and it's like this shit's been happening for years.
Forever.
Seriously. Me, as a young kid, I used to get beat up by the cops all the damn time. Shit. Thrown in the wrong neighborhood, so hopefully I get killed. Shit.
Well, that was your fault. You shouldn't have been born half Mexican.
Goofy, that's kind of narcissistic, isn't it?
That's the way I grew up. Shit. Yeah, I survived, didn't I?
You sure did, girl.
Yeah. Shouldn't have been born Mexican.
No. Maybe not mentally. Physically, yeah.
But that's not fact, sir.
I'm talking about
you're behind, sir.
I'm talking about facts, sir.
Now, you know, like I say, and you know, me and Vern talk about it all the time. You know, we still feel that, and when I say we, I'm talking about black people. Black people still feel that they have to prove something to every other race of people. You know, we have arrived, though. We have this, and more especially, we got to prove it to each other. You know, so I can go and get the car that I really can't afford, and, you know, I'm going to be able to just drive to work and maybe a couple other places. But as far as me just being able to say, hey, I'm going to take vacation and go here and here and here and come back home, as normal people can do, the only thing we'll be able to do is sit around the damn house because that car that we bought is taking up all of our money. But we're trying to live somewhere around people that really don't want us over there. But because it seems that we can afford it, and really we can't, we'll get over there anyway. Just to say that I have arrived, you know, I am somebody, I have something, you know. And when
I don't think it just goes just for blacks, it goes for every race. I mean, take my race, for instance, all the women, some of the women I sleep with, Section 8ers, they'll have the biggest TV and a nice system. But yet the kids are eating top ramen for months. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like they haven't had a decent meal. You know what I mean? No cereal, no nothing. You're hungry? Here's some top ramen. But yet they want the purse. They want the, you know, they want the boots, the stilettos, or whatever the hell they call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want all that crap, but nobody cares about, you know. I think what has happened is the world has wanted to be glamorified, like Liberace status, you know, want to be, you know, shiny diamonds, you know, gold, you know, white gold, etc.
He wasn't nothing but a nasty ass sodomite.
Well, Everybody just wants to have the nice things but don't realize the consequences that come with those nice things.
Right. See, trying to live like, you know, people like, I'll give you a better example. Alan Greenspan doesn't have to have a dime to go anywhere. Or Bloomberg. They don't have to have a dime to go anywhere. All they have to do is say who they are. They don't have to have any money to go there because they are with the people that make the money. And you have the people that's under them want to be like them. And so they spend excessive amounts of money to try to be like those people. And the people that's under those people are looking up to be like those people that they, you know, that's above them. It's a class society.
It's keeping up with the Joneses. It's been like that for about 100 years in America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, if I get something new, then you're going to have to go and buy something too, you know. And maybe it's not in my budget, but I'm going to have to do it just to say, well, hey, yeah, you know, yeah. Well, true story, when I bought my convertible, the guy that lives catty corner to me, he is, what is Joel? He does something in insurance, and his wife is RN. Anyway, you know, good jobs and everything. His wife has like a minivan, and, you know, he's got like a Ford Escape or something. And, you know, I have nice stuff because I've worked for it. And he came over to me and said, hey, that car would be parked in my garage. The first thing that came to my mind was to cuss his ass out, but I said, well, you want to take over the notes, you can damn sure get it right now. You know, looking in other people's homes, you know, I mean, you know, you don't know what those people go through to get what they get, but you want to be just like them. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's
and
a good point.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. You don't know what those people have went through. You don't know what they're going through currently to get what they get, you know.
Mm.
I think if people just, you know, just if they put blinders on and they couldn't veer to the left or right, they would be okay. But being that they don't have the blinders on, they have to worry about everything else. You know, my grandmama, she don't cuss that much, you know. She said she used to call it putting your shovel where you ain't got no shit at. It's somebody else
like
piling shit over here. Yeah, it's somebody else pile of shit, and you got your shovel over here, and they.
Wow. That's
putting your shovel in somebody else's shit, Lo.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it was. That was she.
Okay. Yeah.
Those was there to back you up on that one.
Yeah, she's still a cuss now. Don't think that she won't say it now.
No, she said they ain't cuss word now, damn it. She said they ain't cussing.
Don't forget, that's Vernon's grandmother, too.
That's right. She did say it's not cussing, but we can't say it. Ain't that something?
That's right. You sure better not say it around her. That's right.
Oh, we not. Trust me, that ain't happening.
But, gee, and that's something, man, that really makes you wonder. You know, I watch when, like, the new Jordans come out or the new iPhone come out.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Folks, they ain't got no food in their house. You know, kids got no clothes, no heat. But they out there standing in line 24, 36 hours ahead of time to get a pair of dang old tennis shoes because it's the newest one that came out. What, you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
And taking the day off just to stay in line for it.
Say what?
Taking the day off.
Oh, yeah.
My
yeah.
friend, they'll take the day off just to go stand the whole damn night in line for those stupid things.
That's true. Man, there was a riot at one of the stores. Yeah.
I mean,
I've seen a bunch of.
Even more to it than that, I think a guy got arrested because he followed the UPS truck that had the new shoes on it.
Oh,
and,
Lord.
And real talk, he followed that truck and he robbed that truck.
Mm-hmm.
How you love that?
Well, that's called initiative, Lo. You can't blame
that's
the guy for that.
That's called entrepreneurship in
yeah.
black
neighborhood. That's called foolishness.
Imagine you could sell one of those shoes, pair of those shoes, shit, for $200 or maybe three.
Yeah.
So sometimes
yeah.
four if they're
right.
a special edition.
You know what
I
that is, though? You know what that is? We just tend to get our priorities all screwed up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We confuse our wants with our needs. I know that's mm-hmm. an old saying, you know, that you heard your people say back in the day. But believe it or not, that is so true. It's still today.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
That's the biggest
Absolutely.
Problem it is. You know.
Absolutely.
You want to be cool and fly. You know, have the latest clothes or the latest purse or riding around in the latest ride with the latest rims. Instead, you need to be at home taking care of your babies, your girlfriend, your wife, you know, working. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody not like Jay-Z and Beyonce. And believe you me, in a lot of instances, you want to be in their shoes anyway.
But, right.
You know, it's just the thought of Beyonce got this and I got this too. Yeah, but you're going for the rest of the month hungry. You know, borrowing money from here and there to try and feed your family when you don't want to spend $500 on a dang on purse that you're going to use one time because you're scared to get it dirty. You understand?
You sound like you talking about people that you know.
Hey, I grew up with some knuckleheads. Yeah, I know some of them like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
ain't no need to hide.
I know somebody like that.
Huh?
I said I bet everybody knows somebody like that.
Right
yeah.
now.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Look, and have the nerve to call you to borrow some money. To tell you
yeah,
to,
right.
what you with the money. What you need?
Yeah,
money?
My friend Jeremy.
I need to go down here and get some. He'd rather
pay for those Beats headphone things than to pay his rent. And then he had the nerve to ask me for money, and I said, "You're fucking stupid."
What?
Dr. Dre to fucking help you.
Oh, headphones.
Yeah, those headphones.
Yeah, those big ass headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna have to disagree with you guys because nobody in my family was ever like that. Nobody.
I guess this is why we're on. That's why there's a bunch of Negroes on this Negro show talking about Negro issues.
Yo.
Wow.
You notice I'm not saying shit.
Do you know anybody? Well, I
probably do, but I don't hang out with people like that. And if I have, and if I know people like that, I probably in some way just turn around and go the other way because I don't, in my family, we all respected budgets. We all got our particular goals, even if it took us a long time. We all got them by sacrifice and by work. But ordinarily, forget about the black issue. It's been known for 100 years. It's called Keeping Up with the Joneses. There have been books written on it. White people, forget about black people for the moment, have been doing this for God knows how long. Whatever Jones down the street has, Bobby up the block's got to get it. And when Bobby gets it, then Tommy down the block's got to get it. But I'm just saying, in my family, we haven't done that. In my immediate family or in my branched out family, it was a matter of you work for it. If it takes you a while, you do it. But you don't go into, I can't say. We've been taught don't go into debt, but I got some fucked up cousins who don't appreciate that fucking lesson.
I never saw that on Little House on the Prairie. You know, if Charles got a new wagon, everybody would have it for him, you know.
Well, that's over 100 years ago, since the industrial age.
He's trying to say you was out there with Charles.
You know. One thing I wish we did have from Little House on the Prairie was that frontier spirit instead of this bullshit that we have nowadays.
That frontier spirit killed millions of people. Fuck that frontier spirit.
All right, let me put the cue out there. Put a question out there for the crew, all right? I hate to even ask this question because I know where it's going to go. Here we go. Is weave a want or a necessity?
You talking about marijuana?
No, weave.
Oh, weave.
Horsehair.
Weave.
Goat hair.
That's a want. That's a want.
That's a want?
Yeah, that's a want. You chop your own damn hair head off and go and sew somebody else's hair in synthetic hair. What kind of foolishness is that?
You just tapped into Lowe's pet peeve, you know.
That's one of them. That's one of them. I look at things like this, bro. Our grandmama, she always was known having long hair down her back. And one while she wound up with cancer. And she had as much hair on her head as you have on the palm of your hand. And, you know, to look at this person that you remember with all of this hair, and then her hair grows back, and to see how she appreciates it. You got these hoes out there now cutting all their hair off just to sew some more in? The hell with that. That's foolish.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you got a personal thing behind it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, what do you think,
they can look
Joe?
How they want to look now, though.
Yeah. It's back down the back,
They can have long hair one day, short hair the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And her hair was nice. It was like shoulder length. And I told her, I said, "Mama, y'all leave your hair like that. It's cute." But she was still stuck in that old way. She had to have it down her back. And so it's back down her back.
Cut the eyebrows off and draw them some more up there. And all
draw some more on. That's foolish.
Oh, now that I can't stand. I don't understand the fucking mentality behind that shit. You're plucking away your eyebrows so you can draw some artificial bullshit, and you look like fucking something out of a fucking horror show. I don't understand that shit. Puerto Ricans do that bullshit all the fucking time. You can always tell a motherfucking Puerto Rican by that drawn line bullshit. Fucking draw it like it's fucking, I don't know, like they're fucking cross-eyed. Fuck, guys, take a look at that shit. I'm saying, are you purposely want to make yourself look like a goddamn fool?
What, Joe, did we hit a nerve with you or something?
I'm telling you, you take a look at these fucking faces and like they're not fucked up enough. You got to fucking pluck your eyebrows out to draw back in.
Joe, you know what? I'm laughing, but I agree with you 200%. That don't make any sense, does it?
Hell no.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And you know, when I called in last Thursday, upset, I had just left the VA, and they had a woman that worked the security there. The worst thing is the old woman that cut her eyebrows off and draw me. Oh my God!
Ugly, yeah, ugly on ugly.
You know,
yeah.
I like the natural look. I like the natural look in a woman, but you know, if she want to put weave in her hair. Something like that right there, a little weave. I ain't tripping about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, just for one to cut her hair down like a man, you know, have it faded on the side and low in the top like a man, I can't get with that. I just
so
I,
Vernon, you rather,
I don't care about.
So, Vernon, you rather have the weave than a low cut then?
No, it's not just a low cut. Have you seen the women with the... With the hair cut just like a man's hair?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them.
I mean, just...
I'm in Fort Hood.
Yeah,
Trust me, I see them every day.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, now that's some shit I can't get with that here.
Yeah, he in arrogant bull dagger central, believe me. Yeah. He is.
Now, you know what, I can't argue with that. That is so true. That really is.
Yeah.
That is so true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow. Y'all
you know,
made me laugh
and
today. I was just supposed to be serious, you know.
It is. You want to have a light spirit while you having a good time talking about a serious issue.
What the hell you want to drink today, Lo? What you been drinking?
I'm eating some tuna fish right now. You want some?
No, dog. You. I don't need nobody else tuna. No.
Hello, you ain't supposed to be eating that tuna fish now.
Well, this is actually a chicken salad.
Oh, now it's chicken.
Now it's chicken fucking salad.
Yeah, chicken salad.
That's a contradiction.
Fucking transmuted
chicken
tuna,
and
fucking tuna fish to
I
chicken.
I leave
salad.
My cousin alone, man.
This chicken salad, I had to make it sound good with tuna, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made it sound real good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I'm eating tuna fish.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be chicken salad.
Hmm. Huh?
I'm just repeating what Lowe said.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but yeah, you know, I don't understand. I have a guy I work with, and I think I said it before. He told me, right when you lay down and go to bed. Yeah, sorry about that. I'll talk to my wife. But anyway, he told me that he still to this day he grew up. And, you know, he would always get expensive stuff. His mama would always make sure that he got expensive stuff because, you know, they had an image to hold up, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Now, still to this day, he's 30-some years old, own family, everything.
And he still lives
by that credo, yeah.
No, that's passed down because, yeah, you see it in your family. You've been doing it all your life. Now you can't get away from it. People, you know, I'll tell you one thing. When you do live by a budget and you don't go by this keeping up with the Joneses creed, you
mm-hmm.
still get as much as everybody else does. You just don't get it as fast, but you
mm-hmm.
accumulate money in your bank account a hell of a lot faster.
Let me put this question out there. All right, this year alone, the black buying power is projected to reach $1.1 trillion. You hear that? $1.1 trillion. Now, the question that needs to be asked is, with $1.1 trillion buying power, why are we neglecting our own neighborhoods? Why are we trying to stay with the Joneses when we need to fix up home first? Why are we doing that? Okay, Joe, you understand.
And you know what, Eric?
What?
You have over half of them blacks spending that money blaming their problems on whitey.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It'll be the white man's fault that mm-hmm. this ain't like this and we can't do that.
Well, I'm glad you said it, Vernon. If I said it, there'd be a fucking lynching.
What? Nobody trying to lynch you, Joe.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. We already know what you're gonna say. Hey, we know you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine. Come on here and bash black people like you always do.
You know, plus okay. we're smart enough not to come in the mountains after you anyway. I ain't crazy.
That's right. You don't want to come across the fucking Tennessee Revenuers.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on. Let's let Ebony in the show. Hello, Miss Ebony.
Hi,
how you doing?
Hi,
Eb.
I'm doing. You all right, Joe?
Am I all right?
You okay?
Yeah, why?
Good. Just saying hello. Just being
I said hi.
Okay.
Oh, you don't hear me?
Hi, Ben.
I said hi, Eb.
Yeah, hi, babe. How you doing?
What the hell's going on here?
I'm just playing with you.
Oh,
just,
all right.
You know I'm just playing. So how are you, Mr. Talk? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, Ebony. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
It's daytime over here, Ebony.
Well, and, yeah, well, you know, she like 10 hours ahead or something like that.
Something like
yeah,
that. Yeah. 8
like
hours,
that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I heard her say tonight.
Yeah, that's why. She's over across the pond.
Yeah, she crossed the pond.
Mm-hmm. I'm in a safe place. I'm across the pond. Yeah.
And I'll bet you you're in bed because you sound sleepy as hell.
Yeah, I am in bed, actually.
Yeah.
It's 9:08 tonight.
Sexy, too.
Sorry?
Oh, Lord.
Sexy, too.
Ebony, can you please ask your question so these horn dogs would know?
I don't really have a question.
I have to agree with Lola.
Okay.
She's feeling sleepy. She actually did sound sexy when she comes and goes, hi, guys.
Oh, man, listen to that. Mild
right?
Laugh.
Right?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Let me
all right, well, hold on. Let me bring Chris in.
Oh, now that Ebony's here, Chris is all of a sudden going to show up.
Hey, what's up, Big Chris? Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
We're good.
Hey,
we're good.
Hey, Chris.
All right. Yeah. Just tuning in, too. What's our topic again? I know you mentioned it yesterday, the last minutes of the show. What's going on right now as we speak at this minute?
Emphasis on being cool and fly.
Oh,
fly?
Yeah, fly.
Yes.
In other words, dressing real well, you know, the top of the line.
Not just dressing, you know, buying, you know, the
well,
top
yeah,
of the line.
Flying, yeah,
things
yeah.
But going into debt to do it.
Yeah.
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 Oh, there.
Let me quote one thing. Let me quote one thing. Hold on 1 second.
What are you going to do,
Okay, listen. It is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning, and that's by Henry Ford.
Okay. Can I answer the question? I don't know what that has to do with dress and fly. But,
that has everything to do with why you throwing away all of your money on stuff that you don't need and you can't afford. We don't understand
the
system.
Question. That wasn't the question. He just asked, are you dress and fly? If I can afford it and I got $1 million bank account, I'm for it. I want all the shoes, all the shirts, all the rings. I want it all. I want to be looking good. Every day. I mean, change of clothes 2-3 times a day. I'm all for that.
Well,
I like to do it. Like
what is the necessity behind that, though, Chris? What is that getting you?
You know what? Personally, honestly, truthfully, it's feeding my ego. It's all about me. It really is. It doesn't really matter how anybody else think how I look. I know I'm looking good. You know, I want the nice, you know, designer belts, the socks, the shoes from the floor up, you know. I like looking good in clothes.
You will look just as good in a fly-ass outfit from, you said it yourself yesterday, K&G's.
That's true. And I do.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's right. I go there. And
right.
I walk through there. I got two, $300 in my pocket. All right, give me that, give me that. I even have a guy sometimes walking around measuring me. I mean, let me get this shirt right here for $100.
Well, okay, Chris. Okay. We understand that's when you can afford it, right? What about when you can't afford it? You know, your pocket's not that deep. But you
that's
go out there and spend it anyway.
That's crazy. I think we all agree on that. What did he say? Lincoln said it? So he was quoting.
No, that's what Henry Ford said.
Yeah, that's just crazy. The budget is, I mean, the budget of the country or something like that is going down.
No, we talking about in everybody in your pocket. Screw the country.
Oh no, I wouldn't do that. No, mm-hmm. I didn't cancel plenty of dates because it ain't right. Like no, I can't go out. I can't do this. I ain't looking good. Bills need to pay. Make sure I cut off my cable. Let's do this next week.
I think it was funny for women, right? It doesn't matter how fly you look, but if you smell good, you're on that. You're on that.
I like this subject. Yeah, that's another.
You're on the money.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly. You're supposed to smell like money. You're supposed to smell as good as you look. Them go together.
Yeah.
I like that.
If you have a good smell, know that I ain't watching anything you're wearing. I'm just like, hey, that brother's on it. He's on the money. I remember I was going somewhere and I got into what you guys would call the elevator. We call it a lift. But I got into the lift with a guy and the
smell. You see that? Oh, we wouldn't even know what a lift was.
Wow. But like we don't know that a flat is an apartment, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead. Y'all let everybody finish, please.
Is, right. All I can say is this guy was wearing polo. I think it was a polo aftershave, what we call polo. I guess you guys call it polo, too. But it was the polo blue. And I tell you what, I almost died in that lift and went to heaven. He smelled so nice. Mm. I was like, what are you wearing? He was like, oh, it's polo. I was like, polo what? Polo blue. I was like, you smell lovely. I am in love with you. He said, oh, thank you. Because you know what? I had a shower this morning. I wondered, what should I put on? And I decided to put that on. I'm so glad you like that. And he got a lift with a massive smile on his face. I'm sure his day went really well.
Let me ask you, Chris. If he smelled that good, should he have taken you right there in the elevator?
Sorry? No.
You guys all missed what she did.
It wasn't that kind of party. I just told him. I gave him.
You said you went to heaven. I just wanted to know.
No, but not only.
I think I know where you're going, Joe. Go ahead.
Not only that, she says, he walked out with such a smile on his face, like she contributed to his psychological well-being, like he never had shit like that before in his life.
Well,
just because
you
gave him a compliment.
Yeah.
Oh.
But see, the thing about it,
female
Kevin,
ego.
You were to the point where a lot of silly shit is beyond you. You know, a man has to wear this type of shirt and these type of shoes, and you're beyond that. You know, and so it could be something to the effect that a man has on a uniform, work uniform, and has on some nice polo cologne, and that's good. But you have some that see that work uniform and never turn them all the way up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's simple, right? You don't even have to be flying that you need to be wearing a suit or you need to be wearing designer shoes or anything. It's the way you put something together. So you could be wearing a really simple, casual kind of T-shirt top that just shows your muscles off, you know, hey.
Man, how did we get on this?
She took it.
Women are such pigs.
I'm a woman's point of view, and I can just wear the right kind of trousers to go with it. Or jeans.
Yeah.
You like jeans and, you know, right square. Hey, you're going places. And smell good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's just speaking facts, y'all. Yeah.
She's just speaking facts.
Yeah, she's speaking actuality.
Have you put it together?
All right.
You You better get your David Cameron phone to work, Ebony.
But Ebony,
do y'all have
those type of issues that we're talking about right now in the UK?
Oh, good question.
As, you know, people spending what they don't really have.
I bet they
you
do.
Know, in the neighborhood.
Oh,
and it's amongst the poorer communities. I'm not even going to say that. Is anybody any?
You're breaking up, Ebony.
Oh, can you guys hear me now?
No, you're still breaking up.
Y'all got excited.
She turned down the phone lines with that voice. Yeah.
Imagine that.
See, the operator had to go and handle some business, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pull that best buddy out. That's what happened.
Did you hear when she got on the line?
Hey, they got names for them buddies too,
cuz,
you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they got names.
Yeah, I know one of them called Bob. Yeah.
Bob, I heard Bob, Jackie, Peter.
What's that?
No, what's that?
What's got names? I don't know what's going on.
Oh. They ain't from a damn dildos, man.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that's what Brian was talking about. Shit. All I heard was, Eb, you're breaking up, and then, you know, I heard Vernon go, they got names. And I said, wait, what's, you know, what's one got to do with the other? But okay.
Well, you know that.
Damn, yo.
That one
went over your head, huh?
It sure did. I mean, it must have been the static.
Yeah, it wasn't no damn static.
I didn't hear anything after that. If I knew what he was talking about, I wouldn't have asked the question.
Yeah.
Joe might got his bob going right now, so you
uh-oh.
Know, never know.
Uh-oh.
You and your fucking cucumber, you ought to know about that. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Can we get off this?
Yeah, really, really, really. Oh, God.
I mean, really, good Lord. Okay, you know, take some things too far.
That kind of go in with the conversation because there's some ladies out there spending some high dollars on some of them damn things, buddy.
And they say they actually prefer them than the fucking sexual prowess.
I guess because some of them things humongous, man. You'd be like, what the hell? I mean, come on.
Money.
Let's be honest. You know, we ought to walk the little shop and be like, what the hell they going to do with that? You know?
Oh, you know where that joke is going. Then you supposed to rush back there behind that damn thing. Get the hell out of here. Quit lying to me.
Oh, I don't know, Lo. I went in one of them stores and I seen one. Ain't nowhere in the hell, man. Ain't nowhere in the hell.
No.
I don't blame,
you see some chick with some 16-inch monster fucking battery filled, you're supposed to do her after that? Shit.
big around is your forearm, Joe.
Uh-huh. Well, they can get fisting out of me, but they're not going to get me to do that fucking 16-inch monster bullshit.
you wasting your time. That's a waste of your time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, woman jump up with some 8 inches and show you some 8 inches. What the hell am I supposed to go behind them 8 inches?
Yeah, I'm supposed to follow that fucking act?
That's a low blow, man.
He said, yeah.
Yeah, I'm supposed to follow that. The fucking battery's in there. I'm supposed to follow that shit? Uh-uh. I have to wait till she calms down and then gets horny again.
Man, the only thing you can do is let that stuff run some vinegar up in that joker. That's about it. And go ahead on.
Okay. Oh, you're going to give her a douche at the same time, huh?
Alum.
God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Honestly, we're going to have to do a sex education show one day.
We're doing it now.
You're right. You are right.
What happened to
you? All right. And the funny thing is, you know,
technical.
Of course she is.
No, Ebony gone.
She probably wants to call in.
Yeah, having some difficulties, technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, you even have women that'll go out and
you know, get on their stripping pole, go and buy themselves a nice little BMW and get all the most expensive bags, take them to board and everything else, and maybe they're going to college. And they'll say that, and they're making more money under the table on their stripping pole than a little bit. But they'll say that they're on college.
Would you date a girl like that? Would you date a girl you know is doing is stripping?
Hell no. Is you crazy?
Okay.
And I said, is you? Hell no.
Right.
Well, we know somebody like that, don't we, Lo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But we ain't going to date them.
Somebody when she wasn't driving the truck, huh?
We ain't gonna date
them. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Can I push the envelope even further?
Well, go ahead, Chris.
All right. Well, I kind of got an idea, seeing that you wouldn't date a stripper, but you date a porn star. Hell no. Okay.
I don't even like the idea when you see in Hollywood about these guys marrying these fucking Playboy playmates.
Yeah. That's
to me, that's the same
up.
Shit. It's porn.
Yeah, some of them are married.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So they went even. They went past dating. They didn't got married. So.
Yeah. I can't see it.
No, that's against the rules, man.
Yeah, sure is. I mean, you have some rules. You have some guys that are sitting there and watch the old lady. Do a porn scene with another man. Hell no.
No, I don't want to be on the set. That's fucked up.
It's one thing you out there slanging puss all over the place. I don't know nothing about it, but hell, if I know, right.
Is there a difference?
That's crazy.
Is there a
difference?
If you don't know, that's one thing. But if you know, that's different.
Ooh.
Oh wow! Because if I had to decide between a porn star and a stripper, because all the stripper is doing is on stage taking her clothes off, getting money.
Where do you get that from?
Porn star is getting it in right there in front of you.
Big Chris, where you get that from?
I don't know. I haven't been in strippers. I only been in two strip clubs all my life. I'm 41.
Oh okay. I don't know.
He got that. I think every stripper almost that I ever met, they got that extra, that little special D fight too, man.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the champagne room money right there.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they got that little VIP prize too, there where you get your wax job and your car washed and. And even get the vacuum cleaner put on there.
all right. Start something today.
And see, all of this goes into the topic of the show, man. People doing
with R. Kelly
crazy
saying,
ass,
"You remind me of my Jeep, huh?" Okay.
You
know
what it is.
Hey,
I don't know about y'all.
I thought I heard you say you from Illinois, Chicago or somewhere.
That's correct. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey,
you only been to
a
strip club
twice,
you think?
Twice, man. And yeah. I went in to get a drink. And actually, one of the strippers was my friend. She said, come on in and see what it's like. And this was like 5 years ago. I sit there.
Yeah.
Conversate with the women for a minute. Because one of my hustles was selling instant oils. So all the ladies, they in there smelling good with my oils and everything. So I was like, well, they making money. I'm making money, too. I was in there for
Chris,
business.
They wasn't smelling good no more after they didn't been in there for a while. They need
okay.
that champagne room.
Okay,
three
y'all
times.
Hold up
yeah.
a minute. Ebony, you had something you wanted to say, Ebony.
Well, I just wanted to ask, do the guys think that when they go out looking fly, that it makes a big difference to the women who... You know, who see them looking fly? Is it really important how you look? You know, won't get into the smell business because then you guys will start getting excited. But like, is it important that you look good to the women that you want to date?
Oh yeah.
Actually, not really. Go ahead, cuz. My bad.
I was gonna say not really because I think I done. You know, in my day now, I ain't saying I do this now, but I probably done pulled more women in my work clothes than. than I did in my damn going out clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was crazy as hell because I really put some extra time and money into my damn going out clothes. And I didn't get I didn't get the productivity that I thought I should have got behind it.
Exactly.
But in my work clothes, it was like a totally different thing.
Yeah, because their work clothes say, "Would you have a job?"
I say it's like you know, if you worried about so much that all the I's got to be dotted and all the T's got to be crossed, and you going out looking for somebody that's specifically looking for somebody like that, you're going to find a gold digger.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with looking fly is that when I see a guy who looks so fly, immediately I think, you know, he's got a bunch of women. He's got a bunch of women. That's how you look. But if you see, like, sometimes these geeky guys that's got a T-shirt on, you know, and just jeans and looking very casual, you check the watch, and the watch is a really expensive one, you know they're making loads of money, okay?
What did I say about the Rolodex? What did I say?
Rolodex.
The Rolex.
You know, they're making the money.
You know, I'm glad we're talking about this because the show tomorrow is going to be dating in 2013. So this slides right on.
Well, what did I say about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, they're not putting it out there, i.e. they're not trying to wear a flash suit or whatever. But there's just little things about them that will tell you that they're making the money. And a big indicator will be the watch, the type of watch that they pick. And even the jeans, if you look at even if they're wearing jeans, they will normally be designer jeans, but, you know, not obviously so. You just have to look at the tag.
Even if they got holes in them, as long as they got the tag, you're right,
You'll never find any of that on me. I go to the Goodwill.
And sometimes the shoes or the trainers, even if it's trainers, they're wearing trainers. The style of the trainers that they pick will tell you as well if they have a bit of money.
Most people with stuff and that can afford stuff, they don't have to show everybody that they got stuff and can get stuff.
No, they won't.
Right.
Well, they don't have to because it's going to come up. What do you do? And then they'll tell you.
No, but, you know, like, not everybody, because, like, the guy I'm dating right now, his thing was just, like, I work on the internet. Right now, if you work on the internet, that doesn't mean that you've got loads of money. It doesn't mean that you're very well off. But, you know, it depends on how productive you are in your work on the internet. So someone saying to you, I work on the internet, doesn't tell you anything. Someone saying that I am an IT specialist doesn't really tell you anything. But know that I'll tell you, a lot of IT specialists have a lot of money.
Well, yeah. Michael said he was an IT guy.
Right.
Okay. Now, take a look at Michael. And then, all right? And then see if he is the typical freaking guy in IT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael,
IT guy. Plus, he ain't telling y'all about that.
Like he said, he was a banker. Remember?
Yeah,
he worked in the banking industry. And what did Lowe say? No, Vernon, you said no. Either one of you said, well, just because you're working behind like a teller doesn't mean you're working in the banking
industry. I told him that.
Yeah.
If he's
mopping the floors.
Right. And I tell you, I remember reading the autobiography of Malcolm X, and he said it was comical because you would have those black people in the 50s and 60s would dress up. They have on cheap clothes, but still dress up, and they were probably dormant down at Saks or someplace like that. And the people around the neighborhood would say, oh, well, he's in sales, you know.
or a shoe shine guy. Oh, well, you know, he's in this. Won't call him a shoe shine guy.
He's in leather.
Dress it all up. Yeah.
What you just said reminded me of something I used to do when I was homeless in Minneapolis. I used to do the same thing. I stayed in the Salvation Army shelter for about 2 months to get located and familiar with the area. I always looked like I worked downtown when I left the shelter. It never come out looking like I was homeless. Yeah.
And that made you and that probably made you feel a little better, didn't it?
It did. And yeah, it did. I was in the homeless shelter for about 2 months and I prided myself in polishing my shoes. They were Payless or, you know, thrift store shoes, but you never know. You never knew.
Right. They have people right now that have jobs, even have careers, but are working poor and are homeless right now.
Right.
You know.
That's true.
And some people, the people that they work with, would never know it, you know?
It's true.
Well, yeah, I was in the shelter with the master chef at the Marriott.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Wow. See, When we think about homeless and poor, we think about the old guy, and I like to use the veteran's aspect, the old veteran with the old field jacket on with all the hair on his face, hair all over his head, and, you know, dirty fingernails and torn clothes. And that's what we think of when we think of a poor person.
Right.
But there are people that you walk around, you see every day, and they may have on some of the most expensive clothes that you see are dirt poor.
Dirt poor, yeah. I dated a guy once, and he used to come and pick me up. No, I've got to tell you this. He used to come beat my friends up, right? Listen, we only went on one or two dates. He wasn't like a party. Get over it, guys.
Oh, God.
He took me and my friend out. The first day he took us out for a drink in his BMW. It was a brand new BMW. He wore a suit. He had you know, gold cuffs on, this shirt. And he looked really, really, you know, fly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we finished eating, he said, would you guys like to come back to my house and we have a drink and whatever? And it was like I'd only had two dates with him, and I was with my friend. We thought, yeah, let's go see where he lives, because could you imagine, you know,
uh-oh,
the way he looks? Let's go see where he lives, right? And we got to his house, and it was a lunchtime, and he did live in a very nice house. He opened the door, and he said, "Oh, we need to get something to eat. Let's check something out." He switched the lights on. There were no lights.
Oh shit!
There were no.
Electricity
in that house. I never forget it. Right, and we were like, why have you got no electricity? And then we saw a note on the door from the electric people that he hadn't paid the bill and they'd forced entry into the house and cut off the electric supply.
Wow.
Wow. They ain't got to go inside while Leo.
No,
they don't. Not to turn it off.
Yes,
but show the lesson. Right. Like I said before, it's not how much you own, it's how much you owe.
Right.
It's people going
right
into debt to try to impress other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have picked up the slack on that part.
No.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why I say no on that? Because that shows a pattern.
Yeah, it does.
That shows a pattern. If she gonna pay it then, you know, it's gonna be hot and popping from then on. Yeah, no. Everything she did right.
I tell you what.
We just walked away and we know. We got so hot and walked away.
I remember when we were getting ready to.
Was he smelling good, Ebony?
Sorry?
Was he smelling good?
He smelled good. He was so good looking. I still remember. And me and my friend, we were like, he is unbelievable, right? The nice car, the house, the whole thing. And like, you know, he was very embarrassed, right? But I said to him, Have you not paid your bills? And he said, oh, I don't know, I'm hardly in this house. And I'm like, it's your house. He said, well,
between us, and it turned out the house belonged to a friend. It was open house.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was stupid. He was trying to impress people instead of being himself.
When you seen when you seen them lights was off them, it didn't matter how good he smelled no more. That damn prayer turned back into a frog, buddy.
Sure did. When she thought him lights was out, them legs got closed tighter and tighter and tighter.
He started sounding like the damn school teacher off Charlie Brown. Womp, 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 womp.
You know what y'all are wrong. It's all so right at the same time.
Take you out. You know, there's many who will hire a car. You know, they'll go out and spend money on a great outfit to impress women. And you know, any woman who's worth her thoughts will know that the guys that don't come out with that image, don't do the fly thing. They're the ones to watch. They're the ones that are more likely got what you want. Okay, they're more likely to be the ones. You know, so I always say, don't look at the package.
Oh, that's what you always say, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I tell you something. I remember we were getting ready to deploy, and just was on a whim. We went by a guy's house I was in the military with, and, this was a guy with some pretty good rank. And we went in the house, and he was like, y'all want to drink or something? And we was on duty. Y'all want some drink or some water or something, whatever? Yeah, let me have some water, man. And he went by the sink and went to wash his hands, and the water was off.
No water.
Yeah. And they don't just come cut your bill off the day that you, if it's due today, they don't come cut your bill off.
Yeah,
they don't
they
come cut your water off today. Yeah. And, you know, Mr. Talker, I was talking to somebody in the military, and I was curious to know if you was willing to do a show about, you know, the military lifestyle right now and, you know, how it is, you know.
Wow. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I passed a recruiter station the other day and I thought about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to put something together here pretty soon on that one.
All right. Hey, I got a point of contact for you, too. I have a point of contact for you, too, for that show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I would like to also say, because I couldn't get in Monday, but I hope everyone had a happy Memorial Day, and thanks a lot.
Okay, wait. There's freaking nothing happy about memorials.
Okay. I'm listening. Hey, I just, you know, don't mean no disrespect.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
But
I'm
going to defend you.
I know people say,
people
say, try and remember the good things about them. No, it's still the bottom line is you have lost this person, you know, that you have went to battle with, you know, that you have, you know, like in the accident where one of my soldiers got hit with an IED and an RPG. We were just standing not an hour before that talking about when I retire, and he said he was going to beat me out and blase, you know, we laughing and joking and say, yeah, we'll see when we get home. Not less than an hour later, he was hiding in the ditch from the enemy, you know? I mean, so, you know, like I say, man, I don't mean to be hard or anything, but to me, Memorial, there's nothing happy about Memorial Day. It's really not, and I don't take it.
Please be hard.
You know, people say, and something else went on. See, you didn't hit it. I was trying not to get to this. I was supposed to talk about it earlier today, but technical difficulties kind of sidetracked me, but I'm going to get on it now. Now, see, and this is what makes me upset about people on Memorial Day. You know, there are veterans out there that have the audacity, this is what I'm saying, that the audacity to want somebody to give them praise for what they have done. Why? You still walking on this earth. It's Memorial Day for a reason. You have Veteran Day because you are a veteran and you're still here. You should not be upset because nobody told you happy Memorial Day. That's asinine. That's ludicrous. That's selfish. It's freaking retarded. So, you know, I'm not arguing with you, Chris. I'm just saying, to me, you know, it's more than just, it's not happy. It's not a happy time. I know it's not for me.
I
mean, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm gonna defend you on this one, Big Chris. I agree with everything Mr. Tucker is saying, but if it's like that, then we shouldn't. Well, these people shouldn't celebrate Thanksgiving either, but they love it.
Wow.
That's the truth. That's fact.
But you know, here's the thing, though. He's speaking. We're listening to a person. How they feel strong about it. Some who's been through it, you know. A lot of people that celebrate Thanksgiving don't really haven't been there. You know? But here's a man that has been there, and by all means, yeah, should just feel the way he feels.
Of course, we are both veterans, but I'm just saying, as far as one holiday goes, I don't celebrate any. You know. I know it was a lot of people, and I said this on the show, it was a lot of people that have never served in the military that have passed on, and people was, you know, giving the Memorial Day to them. Is it actually for those people, or is it more specifically for veterans? I'm just curious. I don't know.
Okay.
Well...
Who is it actually for?
My belief was it's for military. I don't know. I mean, if you should happen to throw them in, okay, throw them in. But my point is, it's not a happy day. It's really not. Yeah, you know, most people, they use it to barbecue or, you know, go to the lake because it's the first, quote-unquote, holiday of the holiday season or what have you. But there's nothing happy about that freaking day. I don't care what nobody says, you know. You know, every year comes around now, you know, I just want to go into seclusion, you know, just to make it go away. I really do. I think I double dose my medication on that day just so, I won't have to worry about it. I don't be trying to go to nobody's ceremonies or nothing like that because it's just, I don't know. It's just not something for me. That's all I'm saying. And that's just the way I feel about it.
It's only the people that have never been there that don't understand. If you get a politician, we're going to celebrate Memorial Day. How the fuck do you know what happened? You weren't even there.
Mm. The thing about the politicians are, you know, it's funny how they'll do everything to keep their children from going, but they have no problem sending yours.
Right.
You know? They have no problem. They'll send theirs overseas to go to school or whatever to another country. But your child? Oh, heck no. Oh, yeah, he needs to go. Yeah, let's send everybody to war. You know?
Right.
What kind of mess is that? You know,
hypocrisy on a hoof. But people keep voting in the same fucking scumbags all the time.
I'll agree to that, too. I will agree.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say that, taking you back to the topic, that... one of the good things that women like are men in uniforms anyway. So, you know, if you wear a uniform and you can look fly in a uniform, but it's not like wearing a suit and going over the top. Wearing a uniform, actually, it's very attractive for most women.
Depends upon where you are. If you're in a town that's populated by mainly... Army or Air Force or Navy, Marines, they just take it for granted.
No, you do.
Joe, that's for you now. That statement was made for you. So when you go to the UK, man, you have your damn monkey suit on, yeah?
Yeah, when I get there, because that's what I'm going to remember. I know the song, Fresh. Let's check.
Tim, he's not coming to the UK. It's not happening.
That's a pretty good point, Ebony. The thing is, though, all the guys that I know, any guy in the military community has to know that if there's a lady that lives in that community and was raised there and she's not in the military, she's looking to get attached to the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, what is the first question? What is the first question they ask you usually when they see you out and about?
Oh, you're in the Michigan Army?
And what's the next one?
What's your rank is?
That's it. And immediately, once you hit the questions, it's like, whatever, go away.
Yeah. Uh-huh. One and two.
No, I'm telling you that. I mean, it was easy like that. Hold on, let's bring Kat in. Kat want to get in part of this conversation. Hello, Kat. How you doing today?
Hey, Kat. Hey, Ebony.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm fine. How's it over in Mario, England?
It's good in England right now.
Oh,
it's,
God. Does the estrogen have to pull together?
I'll ask you, Kat, if you feel the same way as I do about uniforms. Do you like a man in uniform? I think the fire uniform is probably the U.S. fire uniform is in. I don't know if it's in every state if it's the same, but when I went to Florida, I saw some guys in their fire uniform and they just looked fly.
There you go, Joe. What? There you go. Go on to Florida.
There you go,
Ebony.
The Air Force, I have to tell you, the Air Force uniform, out of all the four, is the ugliest.
Yeah.
I know it's the dullest.
It is. It's the dullest. It's the blue is like, it's not a sharp blue. The Marines dress uniform is the best. And then
after that
is the Navy dress, Navy blues, Navy whites. But outside of that, and then the Army, but the Air Force,
Well, Ebony, my husband used to have this khaki shirt, and when he put it on, I made him play Colonel and his driver with me.
You made him play Colonel, huh, Kate?
Colonel.
Now.
Okay, Kat.
Oh, you're something else.
Well, Colonel, can you show me your...
The question was, who was doing the driving?
They weren't.
All right.
Play dress up. That sounds really good.
I think what Deb said before. I'm sorry, Kat.
Oh, I was just going to say a Marine in uniform and those dress uniforms, those class A. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, they are good looking. Yeah. I mean, that's a good-looking uniform. Because when I saw those uniforms, I looked at my uniform, I said, Jesus Christ, no way. No way.
So do you have the guys that, you know, officer and a gentleman, where they're wearing, okay, do you still have guys that dress like that?
I don't know. That's Navy. I couldn't tell you nothing about that.
Well, guys, if you're in the military, you're
aviators,
like that.
You mean their white uniforms?
Yeah, the dress whites.
Yeah, the
white dress whites.
Yeah,
I don't know if they still do dress whites, but those were really fine looking.
Very fine.
Depends upon
Very
the situation, fun. Of course.
That's because it was a movie.
It was sexy. Come on, it was really nice and romantic looking for women who are watching it in a movie. But I guess
you know what that movie ruined a lot of women because they went looking for Richard Gere for real, and he was nowhere to be found.
Oh, Officer and a Gentleman.
Yeah,
where are you gonna find Demi Moore too from A Few Good Men?
It was Deborah Winger, man.
Now, Deborah Winger was an Officer and a Gentleman, but Demi Moore was in the other one.
Oh, G.I. Jane?
Well, not all that. No, you can't handle the truth.
Ghost?
Oh, no. A Few Good Men.
No.
Yeah.
A Few Good Men, I know. But you know what? If more men dressed up like that, okay, I'm not saying you got to be in the military or the Marines, right? Hey, life could be very different.
Life would be hell.
Now,
that's what it be. You walk around here sweating, your nuts all sweaty and carrying on. Then they want to be nowhere around you, and you'd be like, "Ooh, you look so good." You'd be like, "Can I have your number?" No, that's okay. Then I don't walk around here in this suit all damn day. Talking, I'm trying to look fly.
I'm just saying, it's a little bit exciting for us girls. Yeah. So
what do you have to do to excite us?
Oh, my God. We just have to change our hairdo.
Yeah, basically.
I might have lied to you.
Ebony, I see some good-looking women in them uniforms, too, now.
Your own?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good, huh? Dress. Yeah.
Some women can wear them damn
damn uniform.
Mm-hmm. You like women in hey, Ebony, when I was in, we had really cute uniforms with skirts and little jackets, and I loved wearing that uniform. I didn't like
that.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you like the attention, Kat?
No, not all the time, because sometimes, you know, I guess I did from the right people.
Yeah, why don't we think about that a little?
Yeah, she had the rules straight a couple of times. She couldn't get out of that.
Right, people, sure.
Don't they like the nurses look.
I never thought nurses look cute.
Well, I ain't gonna lie.
I love nursing them little white dresses.
And they got a nice body to go with them. Oh, yeah. Now, see, I'm with that one. And they got the nice, big, juicy legs. Oh, yeah.
So, Josh, what kind of uniform do you like on a woman?
Huh?
What do you mean by big, juicy legs?
We're talking about military garb?
No, anything. What uniform would you see on a woman?
To me, the sexiest thing on a chick are tight blue jeans. Very tight blue jeans. I think that is the sexiest shit I can see on a chick.
No, it's not.
With or without buns.
No, you gotta have some. Like, have a little bit of ass. But the thing is that
wrong with Joe.
The tight jeans.
Yo,
when you
talking about the goats you be playing with up there now?
Just accentuates the chick figure.
For me, you know what? For me, it's police officer. Good Lord. That police woman.
What?
A policewoman.
Oh. Okay.
The policewoman's uniform?
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Arrest me, please.
You know, say in that video when she was playing the police.
No, because I still see a cop. I mean, the vast majority of chicks that I've seen in a police uniform are so good looking. You have to ask, why are they doing this shit? But I don't like
not in Austin or not.
Not where?
In Austin. I think all the lesbians in Austin are police officers.
Oh, poor thing. Poor thing. I got a question. And all this talk about, oh, yeah, somebody in uniform. Now, my question is, ladies, what if you have a man that's in like a sanitation worker uniform? How about that? Does he get all the love for him and get...
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
Oh, he hit him low with that one.
That's a real question. It's a real question.
The guy who sweeps the streets or cleans, is that what you're talking about?
Uh-huh. I'm talking about the guy that's on the back of the truck or driving the truck picking up the garbage.
Oh, my God.
That's a uniform.
He's not going to uniform. He needs to look good and smell good. So he's not going to smell good.
You know what some of the wives do with these garbage men, even though they call themselves these sanitation engineers now? They say to their husbands, you got to come in through the back door and head straight upstairs to the shower.
Yeah.
How do you know, Joe?
Because I talked to them. They told me.
Well, I don't blame them. Why would you want a man smelling bad?
Joe, was that before you? That was when you were going
out
the front
door?
We're
not going anywhere but just what I said.
Okay. You weren't going out the back door?
I'm not talking about anything except what they told
me. Absolutely.
I hear that, Joe.
It's evident. Okay. Question is, so you
might have been the...
Someone, sorry.
Might have been the plumber coming in there.
Evan said, why would you be with a guy like that? Women would rather have the guy than Bob. I think Bob can't do everything that the man can.
Mm. Well, I'm just saying that it's about look and smell, okay? And I'm saying if a sanitation engineer could make himself smell good and, you know, and he still looks I don't have an issue. I'm just saying I don't need to be smelling any garbage on him, else that's it.
Well, I can understand. You know what?
What he is, a garbage man. He's a garbage man.
He's a garbage man, but they get married.
damn that sanitation industry.
Yeah, I know.
Damn garbage man.
But I tell you what makes, you know, to talk about what Debony's talking about, how about the UPS drivers? they're just truck drivers. But now, ever since they got that goddamn fucking advertisements on TV, they're wearing their brown fucking uniforms, and people are looking up to them. They look up to a UPS driver. And I've seen this. I'm saying, you got to be fucking nuts. Just a fucking truck driver, a fucking guy who can't read English, barely. Driving a truck.
Wow.
And people are going.
All right. Yeah, okay. We're going to go on and end it right there, y'all. Say the rest for tomorrow.
Oh,
but dating
hey,
in 2013.
Got to end it now.
Yeah, man. We got to end it now. Man, I've been up since 3 o'clock. I'm sleepy.
I don't blame you. Wow. Wow.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and let y'all get your last saying in. We're going to start Miss Cat. Miss Cat, go ahead. Your last saying.
Well, the show started out about fly men, but it ended up about fly women. So you guys can't help yourselves.
Hey, we do what we do. All right. Thank you, Cat. All right, Miss Ebony.
Okay, well, lots of fly men online tonight, and keep being as fly as you can be. I don't have an issue with that.
Okay, all right.
maybe get a uniform. You know, it could work for some of us. You know what I mean?
Get a what?
Get a
uniform.
Get a uniform.
Yeah, I still got all mine. Anyway, all right.
I was gonna say, if you don't mind me saying, I know Joe's gonna say I'm plugging my show, but I do have a show tomorrow night, and it's gonna be about would you date your ex's woman, or your ex's best friend, or you would you date an ex?
That's gonna be deep there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
be nice.
I'll be there, Ebony.
That's gonna be nice.
Cool.
What time you start?
Well, I'm gonna try and get Steve to start a bit later.
Because
I know we're normally on at the same time.
Oh, I forgot. Right. That's right. Steve is gonna be your co-host.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we already know what he's gonna say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Don't date. Yeah, we'll see if we can get something different. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ebony. See you tomorrow.
Yep. See you tomorrow, hon.
All right. Big Chris, your turn, man.
Show was about flyness, super fly, oh so smooth, so fresh and clean. I love to do. I encourage everyone to save and invest in being fly. You know, save, because we were saying, who was it? I'm not good at naming presidents, but my guy was on the phone. He said one of the presidents was saying that you go. The economy is bad because we're going debt trying to, you know, spend out our means. So, well, look good. Save some money for that $400-$600 suit. You know, I got a few myself and didn't get it overnight. So I encourage everybody to look good and smell good. Yeah. All right.
All right, Chris. Thanks, man. All right, Mr. Vernon.
All I say is, you know, if you're going to look fly, spin within your means, man, you know. And I really enjoyed the show today. It was a good show, man. Nobody trying to talk over the other person, no arguing. We had a real good show today without a whole lot of havoc, man. I really enjoyed it, man. Y'all take care. I'm out.
All right. Thanks, Vernon.
Thank you.
All right, Lo.
Yeah. Good show. Everybody already said that. Spin within your means. And the quote I quoted from Henry Ford was exactly correct. If the people really understood the monetary system, there would be a revolution here. Mm-hmm. We only see getting money, going buy stuff, getting money, going spend it. We do not learn or are not taught to sit on the majority of that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one of the biggest problems. That's why we're talking about what we're talking about today. More specifically in the black community, we have to go and spend the majority of our money on things that we don't even need and things that won't be tangible a few months from now. You know, you go and you spend $300-$400 to get hair sewn in your head
and you cut your own hair out to get more sewn in. That's foolish. That's just one angle, though, you know. So I say, hey, the majority of that money that you get, sit on it, because it'll come a time when you look back and you'll wonder where it went to if you didn't.
Hmm. All righty, sir. Thank you for that long and thoughtful thought. You have a good one. See you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I caught all of that.
All right, Joe, your turn.
What's the topic for tomorrow?
God dang, Joe, dating in 2013.
I remember, yeah. No, you did tell us, I forgot. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know me, man of very, very few words, so shall see you when I see you.
All right, have a good one. See you tomorrow.
Too.
All right, y'all, another great show here on Blog Talk, and Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am Mr. Talk, and y'all know what? Usually I have a little say, the little thing to say after the show, but y'all know what? I'm dang on tired, man. So you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say is, look, if you don't have it, don't spend it. It's just that simple. You know, I could come up with something very profound to say that would really make you go, huh? But I'm going to keep it real simple today. And you can't get any simpler than if you don't have it, don't spend it. Take care of your kids. Take care of your wives. No, take care of your family. No, they're first, y'all. Not them 22s sitting on a Pinto. You know, not the $5,000 stereo you got in a Gremlin. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you done went in the backyard and stole all that horsetail hair, that horse's tail for hair, you know, and it still look raggedy on you. What's really going on? You know, so look, the bottom line is this. If you don't have it, don't spend it. And that is it for me today. And I enjoyed having everybody here. But tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific time. And the topic is dating in 2013. Until then, y'all, here's Maxie Priest taking us out of here. I'm gone.